This is The Bird Show.
For the last couple of weeks, we have been asking you guys to email us if you are interested in getting in on that Oprah contest, which we've talked a lot about today because Jen had a story earlier in the entertainment bus.
Yeah, about this guy whose name was Zach Anner. He had a home audition for Oprah's network, and he was in first place yesterday. But then there was a conspiracy that came out because instantly, in about 20 minutes, this other person had about 300,000 votes to put them ahead of Zach. So everybody thought it was kind of weird.
He has cerebral palsy, right?
He
wants his show to be a travel show, correct?
Yes, he wants to teach people how to travel who have never thought that they could travel.
I think that's a great idea.
It's a fantastic idea. I think it'd be really fascinating to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for somebody who is able-bodied, to watch somebody disabled and how they have to accommodate that, you know, that sort of obstacle and still be able to travel and enjoy themselves and have fun. Like, I think he'd be great to watch. So he was in first place. Also, Jeff was telling us about John Mayer's got his back. John Mayer said he would, write his show open or something?
He threw his support behind it and said, if you get the show, I'll write and record the theme song.
It's
pretty
awesome.
Cool, yeah.
Cool. Really, really cool. So you can go online. We've linked over from thebirdshow.com to go and check out Zach Anner in his picture, and then also link over to be able to vote for him in the contest as well.
So there have just been a ton, man. I mean, obviously we know the popularity of Oprah Winfrey. And we have received a ton of email from you guys saying, I need my own show.
Right.
I just need to be discovered. Because that's really what Oprah's doing here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tremendous opportunity. You get in with Oprah, and this is like hitting the lottery. Just ask Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rachel Ray.
Nate Berkus.
Did Rachel Ray start with Oprah?
Didn't she? Yeah.
She did?
She was her cook.
I don't think so. I realize that.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
The point there is that you were confident, though.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So we almost
bought it. And I'm still going to say it confidently.
But you could tell
Sarah Blakely.
Pope Benedict.
Sarah Blakely was Spanx when Oprah featured her as one of her favorite things.
Santa Claus.
Who was the trainer that she used?
That's
Jillian Michaels.
Green, the guy, Bob Green.
Bob Green. I mean, all these people hit the Oprah lottery, right?
That general from Afghanistan who's in trouble with the president.
Cool. You just let me know when you're done. That's cool.
Finished.
Okay. So she's offered this opportunity up to amateurs. So you're going to have your own show on the Oprah Network. And our problem here is that if we were going to help like one person that came in, we felt like we had to help 100, which we just couldn't do. And so how are you going to get all of these tapes in front of Oprah? It just wasn't possible. So what we did decide to do was just pull one of your applications and decide that we were going to get you some help for the video that you would cut here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. Is that right, Jeff?
Mm-hmm. We're going to get we have a green screen room, which is like a background-free area where we can film something. And we have a really good videographer who helps Jen out with our entertainment post video every week named Rhett. So he was going to get involved. And then we're going to provide professional hair and makeup services so you look like you belong on TV. And we've got the lights that make you. So lights really do make a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you have the wrong lights, you look tired. Mm-hmm. If you have the right lights, you look like you slept 40 hours. So we have all that. And we just want to give it to somebody to make them Oprah's superstar.
And Felicia, that person is going to be you.
Oh, my God. Is this in my life?
Yes.
You sound live. Sound alive.
My heart has been beating out of my chest right now because I heard like some weird static, like I was being patched through, and I was like, oh my God. But thank you guys so much, and you guys are so funny.
Thank you.
I'm sitting here cracking up.
What is your concept for a show?
I want to do a traditional talk show because I love talking to all kinds of people, and my life history actually is kind of similar to Oprah, so I want to do a traditional talk show.
Okay.
And so what do you think, like, because I am sure that a whole bunch of others are probably saying the same thing. So, like, what is Oprah or her producers going to see in your video or in your story that would be unique from another million that she's going to get?
I think I have the it factor. I just connect with people immediately. And, in fact, I literally have friends who have told me before, I'm going to be Gail. When you become Oprah, I'm going to be Gail. Like, I get that from people who know me and from complete strangers. And also, my friends laugh at me because every time I meet people, I sit and ask them 1,000 questions, and they're like, nobody's that interested in everybody, but I totally am.
How many minutes do you have to make your video? It has to be 2 or 3, right? 2 or 3 minutes?
Three minutes.
So what's going to be a portion of that 3 minutes? What are you going to focus on?
You know, I was thinking I might actually go out and, like, interview somebody on the street just to show that I can make that immediate connection with people. Mm-hmm. And then also just talk about some of my life history.
That's a good idea.
I don't know if the same holds for TV audition tapes as they do for radio, but I know that they tell you in radio that the first 10 seconds mm-hmm. of your tape is the most important.
Right.
Because you got to
mm-hmm.
think that she's got so many producers behind the scenes mm-hmm. that are going through these mm-hmm. that if your initial couple of seconds doesn't grab them, then they're not going to give you the other 3 minutes.
Yeah, and radio, they don't listen to the whole thing.
I totally agree with that, and it's the same. Sometimes I do public speaking. It's the same thing for that. Like, you have to grab people with your opening or they're going to sleep.
Right.
Right, that's totally true, I think. Mm-hmm. So that said, you're just going to pick a place somewhere here locally, and then you'll go and you'll start shooting and interviewing, and then you'll just cut it up and send it in yourself?
No, I thought you guys were going to help me out. What are you talking about?
Well, we'll help you with the video. We're going to help you with the green screen and all that.
No, do the
video, the whole deal.
She wants to go walk around. She can interview. Yeah. I think the manager of Le Centrum Cafe downstairs would would be a riveting.
That would be good.
Like, what does the Bird Show normally get? When was Wendy eat, for example? Or Melissa?
We will test how good you are. If we bring you down to the restaurant down here, we will test how good your interviewing skills are. I promise you that.
Oh, I would love to do that. I promise you I'll knock it out the box.
All right, so let me go ahead. I'll put you on hold. We'll get in touch with you, and we got to turn this thing around real quick, all right?
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, congratulations.
Thanks, Felicia. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This is The Bird Show.